I have known women, blue, black, tan, high yellow, blue vein women, river crossing women, waters deep as the Nile, Mississippi as mud, seaboard and island ocean women, who ride the waves and balance the tide, swimming women, water walking women, treading waters, floating, going with the flow women, backstroking, jellyfishing, mud crawling women. I know women who drown, sinking women who sleep at the bottom of the waters. Chloe, a Bible and a gun. My hands were as steady as a surgeon's, precise and meticulous, as I flipped out the chamber of my Ladysmith 357. Sweat poured down my trembling body, soaking through my cotton nightgown and terry cloth robe. I felt as though I had just walked through hell's fire, but had been yanked out by the hand of the Lord and baptized in his blood all at once. I closed my eyes tightly, my thoughts battling the deafening throb, pounding between my ears. I could hear Mother's words. Don't tell nobody everything. You gotta keep the devil guessing. I'd owned this gun for almost 3 years, and as many times as I'd practiced loading and unloading it, I'd never actually shot the damn thing. I figured tonight is just as good as any to break it in. I grabbed a fistful of bullets from a small leather pouch, dumping them into a pile on the floor, and started to load them into the chamber one by one. My brain was running on fumes, but one thought was crystal clear. The devil has to go. I know you shouldn't question God, but this is one of those times I gotta make an exception. What happened, God? Was this a test and I failed? I wonder if a God-fearing person has to make a decision to do something drastic, in this case, taking another's life to save two. Does that still make it a sin? God, please, forgive me, but there just ain't no more time to keep contemplating the what-ifs, whys, and how-comes. I have to do this for my unborn child. Crash! I was jolted by the sound of a wooden chair scraping across the tiled kitchen floor, quickly followed by the loud cracking sound of splintering wood and shattering glass. My heart raced as I slipped the last bullet into the chamber and snapped it closed. You owe me money, and I want out of this marriage! His menacing, rage-filled voice echoed through the entire house. Stop breaking my things! I screamed, cupping one hand over my ear. No weapon that forms against me shall prosper. Chloe! Every time he called my name, it sent a shockwave throughout my entire body. Get the fuck out here now! Do you hear me? He slammed the hall closet door shut. I used to have a good life! His shouts faded in and out as he walked from room to room. You ruined my fucking life! His expensive Italian loafers made a series of quick, dull thuds on the carpet as he barreled down the hallway toward the back bedroom where I had sought safety. Clop, clop, clop. His steps stopped just on the other side of the door. He liked expensive things, shoes especially. I had grown sickened by how he made it a point daily to advertise how much he paid for each pair he owned. It was his idea to sell all my large pieces of furniture. He said we were going to start our lives fresh together. The first thing he convinced me to do was clear out the guest bedroom. He turned the entire room into his personal dressing room. Shoes, some never worn, housed in fancy shoe boxes, stacked in alphabetical order according to designer, lined the walls. I had never met a man who owned more pairs of shoes than I did. Chloe! He shouted as he furiously jiggled the doorknob. I can't believe you locked the fucking door! Open the door! Bam, 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 bam! His fist pounded against the door. No weapon that forms against me shall prosper.
Get away from my door!
I shouted. With one hand firmly gripping the gun and the other clenching my belly, I scooted across the floor, bracing my back against the base of the bed, and grabbed my Bible off the nightstand shelf with my free hand and wedged it in my armpit.
I fucking hate you!
Venom oozed from his words.
Bam, bam, bam!
His fists sounded again, this time more forcefully as if they were tearing through the door.
I want to talk to you! Bam, bam, bam!
You're crazy! What do you want? You don't bang on the door like a lunatic if all you want to do is talk, I firmly replied.
Look, I just need to talk to you face to face.
He leaned his head on the door and let out a deep sigh.